All right, so let's start with the big question of what are small groups through Sammy Tippett Ministries? When someone says small groups, the thought that comes to mind is you're going to a local church, you're getting together with a bunch of people around your age, but when it's a media-based ministry, what does that look like?
Well, first of all, we encourage the going to the church and starting a small group in a local church. In fact, we're going to provide training in how to start a small group in your church or in your local community on our website. But we're actually encouraging people not only to use those human small groups, but to take technology, add that technology to those human small groups, and enable a more effective discipleship. So for instance, let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about is being done actually at this very moment in China. There's a, and I can't say where or what particular group or anything or what place, but there's we have started small groups in China, and there's a particular group that's in a major city where it's just real hard to meet together physically. So what they do is they do try to meet together once a week. But then what they do is every morning at 7 o'clock, they all call in to the same place. They have a sort of a community conference call, and they all have the devotion that we have provided them, the discipleship devotion, and they go over, they talk, they discuss that devotion, and then they pray for one another. Now, this is all being provided to them through a Chinese technology. Well, in the West, we're doing the same thing. We're providing, we're not providing the technology, but we're taking already existing technology and taking small groups and saying, form those groups where you can actually communicate on a daily basis with those people that you're trying to minister to, you're trying to relate to, and together grow in Christ. And the technology, we're using WhatsApp for that, because you can break that down, and then you can have something that's daily, enables people to connect with each other, to share with each other, and to grow with each other. Now, the beauty of this small group is that it can go beyond just your local community. You can have people in your small group in another country. You can have them in anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter. They can be a part of your group. If you have a relationship with them, you can bring them into the small group. This technology enables us in these small groups to cross borders. It also enables us to cross language barriers. Because, for instance, if you're going through a small group, what we're doing is everyone's going through the same resources at the same time. So if you have a friend, let's say, who is Arabic speaking, and you don't speak good Arabic, they speak a little English, you speak English, and they speak a little English, they can go through the same materials in Arabic that you're going through in English, and then you can, through your communication, share with one another. And even if you don't speak the language, there's translation software out there that would enable that. So this enables us to cross borders. It enables us to cross language barriers. And so the barriers that keep us from helping others to grow in Christ are broken down through these small groups by using technology and incorporating technology into the whole small group concept.
How do people get signed up for a small group? Who can join?
Anyone can join. We're going to actually, starting in mid-January, we're going to be on our Facebook page, and that's at Facebook Sammy Tippett Ministries. You can go there. There are devotions that come up every day, but we're going to start signing people up in the middle of January, and we will have a link for you to sign up there. And so I would encourage people to go to that Facebook page, just get familiar with it, and watch some of the videos. You'll see some of the discipleship that's going on, taking place right now, some of the resources that are there. And then in mid-January, we will start the sign-up process. We're in the process right now of sort of building the infrastructure behind that to allow it to work correctly.
All right. And how can our listeners get connected? Is there a way for them to get involved if they don't want to join a small group, or if they read this article and they're like, hey, I want to join, what's the first step?
You know, I think the very first step would be you can start visiting our website. You can send us an email, tell us of your desires. Just send it to info@sammytippett.org, info@sammytippett.org. We'll receive it into our office. And by the way, our office is not a huge office, so it'll get directly right in here to us, and we'll let you know, give you all the materials, let you know when we'll be starting them. And even if you don't want to be a part of a small group, we've got resources where you can go and just on your own go through those resources and go through the things that we have that will help you to grow in Christ.
All right, and those are my questions. But any final comments on small groups?
I think we covered it all. I just hope I was clear, not too complicated in my answer.
Yeah, you were fine. I'm going to end the recording now.